U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission Urged to Drop Diversity Agenda. By Spencer Lindquist on December 6, 2022. The Californians for Equal Rights Foundation, CFER, urged the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, to refrain from pursuing the diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, DEIA, agenda, saying that it threatens to hijack and erode equal treatment. CFER, a nonprofit that exists to defend and raise public awareness on the cause of equal rights, submitted a public comment challenging the diversity agenda after the EEOC posted a draft of their strategic plan for the fiscal years 2022 to 2026 in early November. President of CFER Frank Hsu remarked in a press release sent to Breitbart News that promoting DEIRON's counter to EEOC's mission to prevent and remedy discrimination and enforce civil rights in the workplace. The organization contends that the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda in the workplace will inevitably create heightened legal risks in violation of equal opportunity and equal protection for public and private employers. CFER also notes that they have experience combating government-sanctioned racial preferences in California in the last two legislative sessions. They point out that since 2021, the California state legislature has attempted twice to legalize racial quotas in civil services through the California Upward Mobility Act. In the name of DEI, going on to say that the first proposal, Assembly Bill 105, was vetoed by California Governor Gavin Newsom on account of its unconstitutionality. Meanwhile, Assembly Bill 1604 was significantly revised to remove any portion of illegal racial preferences, upon opposition from CFER and the Pacific Legal Foundation. In their letter to the EEOC, CFER states that they are concerned about the ideological biases implicit in the pursuit of diversity, equity, and inclusion as an institutional goal. They also add that attempts to implement the DEI agenda may be corrupted by race-based thinking that translates into racial proportionality, quotas, thought conformity, and even segregation in the workplace. The organization points to several real examples, noting that major entertainment giants such as Disney, NBC Universal, and Netflix have mandated diversity and inclusion quotas in their hiring practices and that the California Community College's governing board has considered an administrative policy update to mandate diversity, equity, inclusion and accessibility, DEIA, for faculty promotion and job applications, which CFER says replaces academic freedom with a political litmus test. Real-life applications have turned the pursuit of DEI into a dogma that hijacks and erodes equal opportunity and equal treatment, CFER notes. The organization also calls DEI both a sociocultural fad and a lucrative business. They also point out the pervasiveness of the DEI agenda, remarking virtually every K-12 school, every university, every large corporation, every government agency, and every scientific society has a diversity, equity and inclusion program, department or office, before adding their directives and policies are always imposed from above. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.